Christian schools in America should always be ready to demonstrate the excellence of their academic program. It's become a legal issue in our land.
Christian school administrators, take note. Attorney David Gibbs Jr. has some legal advice you'll want to put into practice.
Lori contacted our office when one of her Christian school students was denied admission to the local community college cosmetology program. The student met all of the requirements, but the college would not honor her Christian school credits. We advised Lori to request a copy of the college admissions policy and then to personally contact the college administrator to try to develop a working relationship. We have found nationwide that keeping a relationship helps make things go far smoother. Lori followed our advice and was able to demonstrate her school's academic excellence. Her presentation had the desired effect. The community college now accepts Lori's students in everything, not only cosmetology, but in all programs, including their highly technical nursing program. What they found out was that this Christian school's graduates were academically receiving not a good education, but an excellent education.
Get the legal support you need for the issue that you're facing. Visit christianlaw.org. christianlaw.org.
And we're now about 9 minutes past 12 noon on our Wednesday, and Swap Shop just around the corner, and we would love to have your company if you've got the time to spare. Also, we invite you, if you've got an item that we can air for you free of charge, we'll be glad to get that information. You can visit our website at wgcr.net. You can email wgcr@icloud.com, or you can call us 828-884-9427. Taking us to Swap Shop time, here's the Morrison Sisters and The Only Thing He Bought.
He was born in a stable, in a borrowed manger. He borrowed a lunch to feed a lot. Borrowed a tomb, but he wouldn't need it long.
And the only thing he bought was me. When he shed his blood on Calvary, now redeemed by his blood.
On the auction block of sin, this world had turned me down. Satan had told me, you're nothing but hellbound. You said you're never gonna win, your soul's forever lost. But then I heard how Jesus
shed his blood.
bless me. When he shed his blood on Calvary, now redeemed by his blood for eternity, oh, the only thing he bought was me. Yes, the only thing he bought was me.
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage. Stanfill is the writer of this gospel song. He was going through a bout of depression after his wife left. As he sank deep into the abyss of depression, a tune started to form in his mind. He started humming the tune over and over. He said he didn't know where it was coming from, but it was there and then that the words were forming. He rushed to his piano to play the tune and write the words down. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from the sunshine, for its skies might turn to gray. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand. Oh, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
Many.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
And with that familiar theme, it's a pleasure to welcome you to a Wednesday's edition of Swap Shop. I'm Christy Johnson.
And I'm Grace Buckner.
And I only can hear out of one ear, so.
Yes.
That's fun.
It is really fun. I noticed that during Carolina Calendar.
So, we'll worry about that later. But yes. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. We made it halfway through the week.
We have. And wow, what a sweet day we've had. And I'll emphasize sweet. We had Mrs. Taylor came by and drop off two big boxes.
Yes.
From a place that if I've had a donut or a pastry from there, it's been years, from McFarland Bakery.
Yes, it was delicious.
Oh.
Delicious doesn't even describe how good it was.
Oh, yeah. Now, see, we talk donuts a lot. We talk sweets. Just it's lunch and it's food and it's what we talk about sometimes. And we've talked about, you know, Krispy Kreme. I love Krispy Kreme.
Yes.
That's no secret. Mm-hmm. Brother Roger, he's a Dunkin' Donut man.
Yes.
He likes that. We talked about Duck Donuts in Asheville, about how they're, but then we talked about how, you know, Ingles, they make their own pastries and some of the bigger Ingles, and they're very good. So I think it was maybe during one of the times we were talking about this, you got a phone call.
Yes, because it was National Donut Day.
Okay, on Donut Day.
Yes,
there
Donut
you go.
Day.
You got a phone call at the end, maybe, of Swap Shop.
Yes.
And a sweet person on the other end wanted to know what day would be a good day to bring by some donuts. And I think you told him maybe today.
Yes, because I think McFarland's is closed on Mondays. I think she mentioned that because I said not next Monday, but the next, which was yesterday. Uh-huh. But I think they're closed on Mondays. So she goes, is Tuesday okay? And I said, more, yes.
Yeah, and so because I was going on vacation too. Mm-hmm. And so, hey, thanks for waiting until I got back. And I will just have to say that... I have to vote McFarland.
It was very good.
I'm just not abandoning my faithfulness to Krispy Kreme.
However.
But I will have to say that McFarland, top of the line.
Yes.
If you've never had one, you need to go today.
Yes, today. It's urgent.
It is. It's important.
It very.
They're in Hendersonville. I looked them up on the website just to see. And it's you can find their website. I wrote it down. McFarland, McFarlan. There's no D on the end of it. I thought there was. But McFarlanBakery.com. Mm-hmm. And they've got anything you can bake. I mean, of course, cakes and cookies and pies.
Right.
And donuts. Oh, have mercy. We had... a dozen, I think, original.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the other box was an assortment of goodies.
Yes. They were, yes.
Yeah. I'm not going to say how many I ate, but that indicates I ate more than one.
Yes.
But here's, I didn't eat all of the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds bad. I didn't bite them and leave them.
Right, yes.
Well, that would have ensured them waiting on me tomorrow, but no, people
That's
around
true.
Here.
Yeah, you need to write your name on it, you know.
Lock it in your desk drawer.
Yes.
Yeah, but no, I had to try the chocolate covered. So I ate maybe a little over half one, but I broke it. Tried to break it evenly, but I took the bigger half and ate it.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest.
That's okay. That's okay.
So the other half in there has not been bitten. I tore it apart. But there was, I don't know what all was in there. Did you have a regular or a specialty, I will call them?
I had a chocolate glazed, and then after Swap Shop, I'm going to have a normal glazed.
Oh, yeah, they're so good. I'm just telling you, thank you, Carrie Taylor.
Yes.
God bless you.
Yes.
And that was so kind of you,
mm-hmm.
and we really appreciate it. Folks spoil us, Grace.
They do. They do.
I have to say, we're spoiled.
We are.
The Lord spoils us first and foremost.
Yes.
He's far better to us than we ever deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gives us wonderful folks that, on a regular basis, extend kindness to us by those little things that mean a whole lot.
Right. Yes.
And we are sharing.
We are.
I will say we're sharing.
Yes, we are sharing. We're
but
trying.
I did close the box with duct tape.
Yes. That's, you know, it's serious when you get the duct tape going out, you know?
I didn't. I closed it with regular Scotch tape just to keep them fresh.
Yes.
And we're leaving. There will be plenty for the afternoon folks coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sharing them with anybody in the building or on the property. First come, first serve. Come and get one, guys. They're on my desk.
Yes.
On the top ledge. But leave Grace one
please.
Original glaze at
thank
least.
Thank you. Yes,
yeah.
Please and thank you.
Put that in there.
Yes.
But we appreciate it a bunch, and they are very good.
They are very good.
So Carrie knew what she was talking about. Miss Taylor knew.
She knew.
And thank you for reminding me or introducing us once again to McFarland Bakery.
Yes.
I don't know if they have more than one location. I didn't get to look that far, but I think they're like on Main Street in Hendersonville.
I believe so.
But it's definitely worth stopping by
mm-hmm.
if you've not had them before. And I'm assuming if their donuts and everything are this good, everything else would just have to follow suit. But they make things fresh every morning.
That's the best.
And it did on their website say, come get them early.
Right. So I guess people just come and they get them before.
And because they sell out, I would guess.
Yes.
So go early would be the word here.
Yes.
So we do appreciate that. Well, also wanted to mention here, let me get to this text, Cathy's Creek Baptist Church, Pastor Tony Lambert, they started revival services, I think Sunday night with Brother Chris Norris was there preaching.
Yes.
And then Monday night started with Brother Mark Stroud. Mm-hmm. So they went Monday and last night at 7 with Brother Stroud. And they have had several saved.
Yes.
In the meeting. And God has just been moving in a definite way. And tonight is the scheduled last night of the services, unless God directs them to do otherwise. But please pray for the services tonight, 7 o'clock, there at Cathy's Creek Baptist Church. Brother Mark Stroud's there preaching.
Yes.
And I think there were four or five that made a profession of faith last night. And then one the night before.
Well, amen.
And the one that was saved Monday night is the 16-year-old granddaughter of a dear friend of ours.
Oh.
And I got to talk to her. She called me and she said, you know, the one that was saved Monday night, that's my 16-year-old granddaughter who I've been praying for a long time.
Well, praise
so,
the Lord.
Yeah. So that was special. So please be praying. And excited to hear what the Lord is doing. And
yes.
If you can go and be with them, I know that they would love to have you and be praying.
Yes.
Praying for that meeting. And we've heard of a stir lately, you know, several churches reporting in that God's moved in a mighty way and folks have been saved. And yeah, I'm rejoicing. You never know. I always think when we hear one getting saved or, you know, you think in your mind, well, you know, one day.
Right.
That last one.
The last one. I get excited when I hear multiple because it's exciting because, you know, God's not done working. Amen. But I'm like, we're one closer.
We are. Closer. We are. And that thrills the heart of a child of God.
Yes.
And looking forward to what the Lord has. And I think this is probably from Mrs. Taylor says, I'm so happy y'all are enjoying the donuts. WGCR is such a blessing to our family. Well, God bless you.
Yes.
Thank you for that, and thank you for the donuts.
Yes.
Let's see. Are the services at Cathy's Creek being live streamed or recorded so they could be watched later?
I'm not entirely sure. Does Cathy's Creek have a Facebook?
Somebody with Cathy's Creek, if you're listening, could you let us know?
Yeah.
Miss Susan or Christina, maybe you guys or they may be at work and can't listen right now, but anybody there at Cathy's Creek, if you know the answer to that question, somebody wanted to know again, are the services from Cathy's Creek being live streamed or recorded so that they could be watched later on? And, you know, Facebook, I'm assuming all Facebook that are the same.
Yes.
That if you stream them,
it goes
they
away.
Record that. Well, do they record them and archive them, or do you have to hit archive?
I am not a Facebook guru, so I'm not entirely sure on that answer.
Me neither. I'm like a novice.
Yes.
So we'll find out for you, Miss Julie, and try to get that question answered.
Yes.
Something we mentioned yesterday was an address where folks could send a card to Brother Roger Walton, and it sure was good to have Brother Roger with us yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always just does something for me when he's able to be with us. Appreciate folks continuing to pray for him. And if you'd like to send him a note of encouragement, you can address it to Roger Walton, P.O. Box 471, Zirconia, North Carolina 28790. Again, that's Roger Walton, P.O. Box 471, Zirconia, North Carolina, 28790.
Yes.
And I'll leave this piece of paper up here and my sticky notes. I live off of sticky notes.
I love sticky notes.
Whoever invented them, yay for you.
I believe that sticky notes were an accidental invention.
Really?
If I'm not mistaken. Like, because there's a app that we have in my friend group, and it gives you, like, a daily fact, And one of the facts was that sticky notes was an accidental, like, the gentleman was making a, like, glue type thing, and he accidentally put the glue on the piece of paper, and it stuck, but it didn't completely stick, you know? So there goes the sticky note.
Wow.
Yeah.
One of the greatest inventions.
Yes.
Yeah. Duct tape.
Yep.
Sticky Wonderful. Notes and WD-40.
Yes. Can't forget that.
Yeah, love WD-40. Well, if you've been to the grocery store, you've probably felt the pain when it came to paying. They say that consumer prices have gone up 5% since this time last year. And we thought it was coming.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. But they say that that is the biggest inflation, that 5%, that we have seen in 10 to 15 years. It's gone up,
yes,
you know, but not that much.
Right.
And, you know, you got lumber is out the roof.
Yes.
If you can even find it.
Yes. And I don't know if this is like, I don't know if it's everywhere, but when we had our well go out last week, Pastor Barton said that they had a hard time finding pipe to fix the well. So I don't know if that's also on top of the lumber.
It's crazy. I was reading a text that came in maybe during that time when Pastor was on drive time, that a gentleman said that there was an explosion at a plant somewhere, mm-hmm, that was causing some real delays, and that it would be maybe a month or even more before operations got back to normal. But we see, you know, the gas, my goodness.
Yep.
And you know what I've seen? I've seen some bags on the pumps still.
Yes.
Have you noticed that?
I've seen some. The only ones that I've seen has been diesel.
Well, you saw diesel. Well, mm-hmm, we were coming in home from vacation on Saturday, and we stopped in Newberry-ish, that neighborhood, at a truck stop.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a Love's, and I needed gas. And when we pulled in, it was a very busy place. A storm was about to hit. You could tell. You could hear the thunder.
Yes.
So I wanted to stop and get gas before we got into rain. And there were several pumps that had the yellow bags on. And I'm like, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
And so thankfully, it was only at select pumps. But I know the gas station that's right near my house, there have been several times they've been out, because I know they take their gas price off their sign when they're out.
I've noticed that the Ingles as well on Airport Road, right before you get to Aldi, last weekend, their sign was off too, so I don't know if they were completely out of gas as well.
We're not in a shortage, we're not that. It's just, I think it's, we hit the summer driving season for vacation, and we were coming out of the whole gas hurrah, and I think that's still hurting. So, you know, you had lumber, we have gas, and then groceries.
Yes.
The folks that it hurts the most are folks that live on a fixed income. I think of our seniors, that they live off of their Social Security, and that's what they've got. You know, they don't have an opportunity to go make a little extra here or there.
Mm-hmm.
They have to live off that.
Yes.
And, you know, we're in the summertime now, where a lot of them are turning their AC, they're cranking the thermostat way up, and living in the house that's warmer than most, because they don't want the AC to run. So I don't know. It's frustrating, but I mean, what do you do?
Right.
I say shop local.
Yes.
Shop if you've got a farmer's market, a produce stand, fruit stand in your neighborhood. Help your local farmer there.
Yes.
And some analysts, there's people that speculate. I don't know if they're trained speculators. I don't know what you would major in to be a speculator. But they say, looking at recent reports, that the interest rates are that they expect it to start to fall, level off, or drop in the fall of the year, rather. That the prices at the pump and the gas, for gas, lumber, and for groceries, maybe will level off or even drop by the fall. But they're saying that interest rates will be increasing very soon. You know, we've had really low interest rates.
Yes.
Unprecedented abruptly low.
Right.
But they say don't expect that to last much longer.
Well, yeah. Here we go. You know.
I know. Let's see. Traffic. We'll jump over there real quick. Why not? We're just kind of bouncing around today. Thank you, Miss Karen. She sent me a note here. There's an accident on I-26 westbound, and this area's kind of been a problem area all morning since around 10 or so. But the problem has gotten worse. And so 26 westbound near Hendersonville, the left lane is closed near mile marker 46 due to an accident. And 26 is backed up. Well, you're not going to be able, great, forever. It is backing on up here. Well, the only place, if you're in Hendersonville and you're wanting to get on 26, if you're over at Upward Road at exit 53, you can get on there, but you're not going to go far, because, and I wouldn't recommend it. So if you're at Upward Road, do not get on 26.
Yes, don't.
No, work your way around the Spartanburg Highway and kind of finagle back in, because your backup is several miles. Great day. Where you've got, I'm trying to see and give a marker here, but it's where 26, the road runs right by it and underneath it. You're backed up all the way past that.
Yes.
Justice Acres Lane in that neighborhood, Henderson Farms, trying to see Upward Dental. You'll see a, that's really the only marker I can get to show up, but you have got miles of backup. Look at that.
Yes.
Great day.
There's three accident icons, so I don't know if there's actually three, but
yeah, yeah, there's several, and I tried to go over to Signal Alert and also Drive NC, and we'll see if they can give us any kind of update. It says a new incident, but I don't know. 26 is not going to be a road that you want to take, especially westbound. You're backed up from Upward Road all the way to Mountain Home.
Yeah.
That's the best markers I can give you.
Yes.
And it's showing multiple accidents. Sometimes when you have a large backup like that, people will hit reporting
yes.
it, even though they've not gotten to it yet. So it could only be one. And then the other new thing that was reported is they're reporting one eastbound on 26, right around where the backup starts.
Yes.
Yeah, right at the way station.
Yes.
And I don't know if that is accurate. I've tried to get a picture, and my live shot is really, I'm not 100% convinced it's live. So be careful on 26, whatever way you're trying to slice it up. And if you can avoid it, it would be to your advantage. You can go Howard Gap, you can go 191, you can go Highway 25.
Yes.
Or Spartanburg Highway if you're a little further down, if you can get off. Yeah, God bless you if you're stuck in that. And if you're there, if is it a tractor trailer, is it the same accident that's been working since 10 o'clock?
Yes, let us know.
Yeah, not a lot of info we can find on this other than seeing the backup on our maps. And one thing we found while traveling, we use Google Maps a lot of times to as my GPS. I like it because it'll say use the left lane,
or I like that as well,
use the middle lane. Yeah. But there's another program, Waze, and Joanna and Jacob and the kids were coming home from vacation as well. I was using Google Maps and they were using Waze. Well, Google Maps got my directions, got me out of one traffic jam, but then I ended up getting in a big traffic jam in Columbia. Well, Joanna and Jacob, they had Waze and theirs kept recalculating.
Oh.
And it would say, now this is the best way to go because of an accident that was reported.
Right.
So they made it home in much less time than we did.
Right.
Because they used a program that rerouted. Google Maps didn't do that for me.
Yes.
I don't guess they do unless you ask it to.
I'm not entirely sure. I just kind of trust it and just go. And if I get stuck in traffic, I get stuck in traffic.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you, but I do like the feature of use the left two lanes or up here you'll do this. Well, we'll move again to another topic of Girl Scout cookies. The Girl Scouts have an unusual problem this year. They've got 15 million boxes of unsold cookies.
That's 15 million boxes.
15 million.
That's a lot of boxes and a lot of cookies.
A lot of cookies. And they say that they're blaming COVID as the main culprit because they were not allowed to or were not comfortable setting up their little stands outside, the tables outside of businesses because of COVID. So I guess, 15 million boxes. And what they're asking is if you would like some, you can go online and buy them online and they'll have them delivered to you.
Yes. And that's a good opportunity.
So, yeah, that is an option. And then somebody said they would take 14 million. Yeah, that and a couple gallons of milk.
Yes.
Party at your house. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, you could go by Chick-fil-A and get their new peach milkshake to go with your cookies.
Sign me up.
Yeah, June 14th, which was Monday, they premiered back for the summer for a limited time their peach milkshake. It's a hand-spun milkshake that includes the Chick-fil-A signature vanilla ice cream soft serve, peach slices, and whipped cream.
Talking my language right there.
You like that?
Yes.
You're a peach person?
I do like peaches.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and they're coming in, and I saw several roadside stands on the way between here and vacation that said peaches.
Yes.
So hopefully, well, strawberries. Did you have any strawberries during the season? I haven't had any, but they were like $18 a, was it a gallon?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Prices pricey. Went up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that inflation thing that we were talking.
I guess
consumer pricing. Let's see. 25 westbound paving. Left lane is closed. The right lane is open. So that's another traffic marker to kind of tuck away if you're planning a route. That on 25 westbound, there's paving going on. Left lane is closed. Right lane is open. Thank you very much, Brother Roger. I appreciate that. I don't know. Sometimes it's just best, like you said, to pick your route and stay with it.
Yes.
Got a pet food recall due to potential salmonella contamination. Duff's Famous Wings, let's see, where'd it go? Fresh Pet. Wrong place. Fresh Pet Incorporated is recalling a batch of beef and egg flavored food for small dogs because of the potential salmonella contamination. They say that the recalled dog food was accidentally shipped between June 7th and 10th. It was selected to be destroyed, but it accidentally got shipped out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, and they say the product may have been sold at Publix supermarkets in Florida, South Carolina, and Georgia, and at limited Target locations in Arizona and Southern California. The product being recalled is Fresh Pet Select Small Dog Bite Size Beef and Egg Recipe. So, again, it was not necessarily here in Western North Carolina, but at Publix in South Carolina, in Georgia, and Florida. And if you think that you may have this product, there should be a number for you to call or take it back to the place where you purchased it and you can get a refund.
Yes.
Beach Mountain's got a new attraction that's opening back up. Well, it's really not new, but it's opening newly. The theme park of the Land of Oz is opening this Friday.
Well, that seems fun.
Yeah. The Wizard of Oz, the Yellow Brick Road and all of that. It's a 90-minute tour, and it's got a lot of the things from the Wizard of Oz. And they say tickets, it's private tours, and you have to buy them in advance. The tickets for the summer are sold out, but that tickets for autumn at Oz will go on sale June 30th.
Well, there you go.
And Autumn at Oz begins in September.
Yes.
So apparently it's a popular thing.
I mean, maybe, possibly.
I don't
Something
know.
Something to do.
Yeah, you know, I don't know that it would be for me necessarily.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll see. And thank you, Miss Jennifer. She sent a note here that there's a little controversy over the size of the Chick-fil-A milkshakes.
Oh.
Yeah, that their large is now the size of a small.
Oh.
Ah.
Okay, wait, so is this just for the milkshakes? So the large is a small.
The size of a small? I don't know. We went to Chick-fil-A in South Carolina, and I didn't notice my drink. You know, I think I got a medium, and the kids got a large, and it seemed to be normal.
Yes.
But yeah, I think it's the milkshake. They say apparently there's a big buzz on social media about it.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, because,
Because it used to be just like, you know, the medium size was, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know. So I guess if you head by Chick-fil-A to get one of those new peach milkshakes or whatever, yeah, you might need to see. Well, let's see what else is going on today. We got some folks that are having birthdays. Lola Mae Owen is having a birthday today.
Well, happy birthday.
And a happy birthday to her from her family. It says, we love you, Mom. So a happy birthday wish to Miss Lola Mae. Also, Melissa Burdine is having a birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Michael James.
And happy birthday to you.
And then anniversary wishes today looks like to Bo and Lisa Owenby.
Well, happy anniversary.
God bless all of you. And hope and pray it is a great day for you.
Yes.
Well, Grace, we'll go ahead and take a look at our swap shop items for today. And if you have an item for us, you're welcome to get information to us by email, wgcr@icloud.com, or you can call us 828-884-9427.
Alrighty, so we have here a 12-gauge shotgun shells, a Heath amp, and several wheel covers for different Ford models. And that number is 828-255-9033-255-9033.
And our friend said that she had the peach milkshake yesterday, and it was very good, but it was small.
Okay.
So that surprises me.
Yes.
But I do believe you. Mm-hmm. Bummer. Let's see what else is here. Etowah Baptist Church at 6508 Brevard Road will be having a yard sale coming up June 25th and 26th from 8 to 2 both days. And all proceeds will go toward their Tuesday senior program at the church. And you mentioned that they also wanted us to help get the word out that all seniors in the area are welcome to come over to Etowah Baptist Church on Tuesdays and enjoy this time of fellowship.
Yes.
And I think they do some food.
They have food and games, and I think they mentioned like watching a program or something.
Yeah.
So every Tuesday.
That's a blessing.
Yes.
And I appreciate them doing that. And they're, of course, on Brevard Road. So appreciate that outreach. And again, yard sale, all the funds going to a great cause. That's June 25th and 26th from 8 to 2 each day there at the church.
Yes. There's a family that has a miniature male dapple dachshund, and they're looking for a family in the Brevard area with a fenced-in yard. And so for more information, you can call 828-577-7544, 577-7544.
And are they looking to like let the family adopt the dog? And
I believe,
yes,
I believe
all
so.
Right. So it would be, they're looking maybe for the dog's forever home.
Yes, a forever home.
But they want it to have a fenced in yard.
Yes.
Which I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Here is an Invacare power chair. Captain's seat and all available options. It was only used 2 weeks. Originally, this cost $20,000. They will sacrifice it for $5,000. Again, only used 2 weeks. I am not 100% sure about all that this is, but what a discount.
Right.
You can get more information at 828-421-5782. Again, 828-421-5782.
Yep.
And is that all our items for today, Miss Grace?
Looks like it.
Want to remind folks, Father's Day is this Sunday, and we have got our Father's Day line.
We do.
Up and running.
Yes.
And so if you'd like to get dad registered, or any man that's a dad,
yes,
they're eligible. And we've got two ways that you can get them registered, on air or online.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to register them online,
you can go to WGCR.net, and on the homepage you'll see a little beautiful banner, and you can click on it, and you can fill in the information.
Yeah, and you can register multiple
yes.
ones. You just kind of have to go back through the process.
Yes.
And then if you would like to leave a recorded greeting, we'll be playing the greetings this Friday during mm-hmm. Swap Shop, and also coming up on Drive Time in the afternoon. And that number, it's available now, 828-884-3300.
Yes.
828-884-3300. And the prize package is a beautiful new Schofield Study Bible,
mm-hmm.
very nice Bible.
Yes.
A $100 Visa gift card
mm-hmm.
and a $100 gift certificate to Spud and Deb's.
Yes.
And I appreciate Spud and Deb's helping to sponsor our Father's Day line mm-hmm. every year. And if you're not local, we still want you to participate, and we'll shop for you.
Yes.
We've done this before. Mm-hmm. We had someone out of town win one of our packages. So I called them, talked to them a little bit, found out their interest and kind of what, you know, sizes or things they were looking for. Went to Spud and Deb, shopped for them, and put it in the package and sent it on its way.
Yes.
So we're happy to do that. So we want our internet audience to be a part of this. And sometimes we've seen in the past that everybody can get real sentimental and gushy,
yes.
gooey, sweet about mom,
mm-hmm.
but
not very about
yeah.
dad.
So we need to honor dads.
Yes.
So get involved,
mm-hmm.
and we hope that you'll get them registered. And you don't have to leave a greeting. You can go to our website.
Yes.
Just get them registered, because they can't win if you don't get them registered.
Exactly.
And the names are cumulative. We don't check them and change them out for any reason.
Nope.
Once they're registered, they stay registered. And Pastor Barton will be announcing our winner Friday afternoon.
Yes.
Drive Time. So tune in. Well, I tell you what, let's go out with a song today, Grace, from the Perrys with Praise God, It's Settled, I'm Saved. It's Wednesday night. We'll remind you that if your church meets Wednesday night prayer meeting, you be in your place. And we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
I can thank God that it's all been settled and I'm saved.